Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Ayin. Hey, picking up on $9 with bees by the bottom up. Hey, three lines up from the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. Kachim bikachim in bimino. If you have kachim and mix up with other kachim in the same type of kachim, the same type, then each one should be brought for whatever, whoever the owner is. V'ha bayi smicha. I have to do smicha. The owner has to do smicha on it. How is it possible that each one is going to do it if he doesn't know which one is his? Rav Yosef b'karben nashim. We're talking about that of the women that don't even have to do smicha on it. Women, zolis of yours, of present neshamas from women. They don't have to do smicha. Ava b'karben nashim lo. But in such a situation, you wouldn't be able to do with if it's a man's carbon. Beep, turn the page. I inhale him and out. Esvei abaye. But we know we have a brisa. It says carbon yachid shinis arba carbon yachid. Let's say you have a carbon yachid, an individual's carbon. They got mixed up with another person's. This is a private carbonus over here. The carbon sibor shinis arba carbon sibor. I the carbon yachid the carbon sibor shinis arba zebazet. Or you do a little bit of a mix over there. No sin dalid matan no smigal lechad biyachad. You give four blood applications from each and every one of them. But if he made only one of them, he did an matana, imnas and matana, meaning one matana from each of them, then yatsa, he's fulfilled his obligation. And if he brought four from all of them together, he's yatsa. But what is this talking about? Shinis arvu chayin, when the animals get mixed up when they're still alive. But if they get mixed up when they are already shachat, when they're already dead, when the dam of the two has already become mixed in one cup. No sin abimaton is bikula, and he's got to give four applications from all of them together. You don't need to make any more. And also in this case, if he made only one application from all of them, he was yotzei ischov. Ayayayam. Bum, 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 bum. Because with Yeved, one application is enough for each one of them. So, since dam of both carbonos is blended into this cup, over the coin did zrika with blood of each. Rabbi Omer Rohan is a matana. We check out the matana. We check it out. Check out that the application. Im yesh ba kedei lazeh. Kedei lazeh. If there's enough for this and for that one, then yatsa the kasher. Then it's going to be kasher. Vim lav psula. But if not, then it's going to be pasul. Pasul. Yeh pasul. Yeh pasul. Now says the Gemara. Here comes the kasher now. Katani. But what did we bring up over there? What did it mention? Katani. Yachid dum yedetzibah. The Braisa is teaching a case about private carbonus is similar to that of a communal one. Mat tzibur gavri, just like the tzibur are owned by men and not by women. Af yachid gavri, so too the yachid is by men and not by women. But the Braisa seems to be teaching that the private ones are brought even though the smicha can't be done in it because no one knows which one is which. So we seem to say, our question was, but how do you smicha on it? We say it's women, but even by men. And how do you smicha on it? What's going on? Amarava v'tizbara ha mitzaratztahi. Do you really think that the text over here, the Braisa, you think it's correct text? The Katani can't be, because it says, what are we talking about? That the Kohen should make four applications of the dam. When is that true? When the animals get mixed up when they're alive, but if they're mixed up when they're already shechted, then it doesn't apply. The application of all of them may be done together. Mali chayim, mali shchutim. What's the difference to me whether they get mixed up when they're alive or they're dead? Either way, the application of each sacrifice should be done, should be made individually. This is what it means to say. What are we talking about over here? When the shechted carbonos became mixed in a way that's similar to live animals, meaning when they're dam, it are in separate, unidentified cups. In that case, a separate set of applications can and should be done from the dam in each one of them, each one of the cups. Bolel, in the case where the dam was bolel, like mixed up together in the same cup, then nusin dal matana sukulan, it says four for all of them together. In that case, it's not possible to separate the dam from each one of them because all the blood's mixed up. So the best the coin is able to do that is to do one set of four applications. Vim nusin matana acha sukulan, if he did one matana for all of them, he will be yotze. The carbonos are going to be valid. It's according to this, the Braisa is not discussing the case of live animals, and so doesn't address the case of smicha, and therefore it doesn't knock off of Yosef. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Omer. We're now talking about the second view of the Braisa. We're talking about the second view in the Braisa where the dam of two carbonos get mixed in the same cup. Rebbe Omer, rowing is a matana. We check out the matana. Imi yishba kedei lezeh, kedei lezeh, share of him la psula. Omi yisli, le Rebbe Haisvar, does he really hold that svar? V'atanya, we're looking at a Braisa. It's talking about a case where you have the water of the paraduma that's kadosh, and it got mixed up with regular water. Right, so part of the process of when somebody becomes Tamei Meis is you have to take the water from the spring water, you mix it with the ashes of the paradum, and then you spritz it on him. And we're talking about a case where the regular water falls in over there of the Kadosh water. Rabbi Eliezer, according to the words of Rabbi Eliezer, said that the mixture of waters can be spritzed upon the Tamei person. Now, there's a Gemara is coming up much later. The Gemara in Daf Pei brings a Mishnah in Para that Rabbi Eliezer says that the water mixed should be spritzed twice on the tummy person to purify him. The reason for two, the Gemara is going to explain over there. And Rabbi's saying over here, the fact that Rabbi Eliezer allows the spritzing from this mixture without necessary, there's no minimum over here. Yeah, he's commenting on this concept. So the divrei Eliezer, who says you're allowed to go in and spritz it on him, peep, turn the page. Ayin hamavis hazah kolshu mitayris. A sprinkle of even a kolshu, a tiny amount, is going to be mitayr. Hazah eno tzricha shir, where it doesn't need its own minimum. Hazah mechsa kosher mechsa pasul, and the spritzing can be done with water. Half of which is good and half which is no good. So why is Rebbe saying in the previous Braisa that the combination of the application has to have a minimum amount of dam of each one? Really, any amount is going to be enough. And for the Gemara, the Devar is Rebbe Eliezer Kamar. Rebbe's saying this din according to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, but he himself holds that a minimum amount of water is necessary to purify a tummy person, just as a minimum amount of dam is required for each karbat.
Or you could say, the spritzing of the water of the paraduma is one thing, and the application is another thing, right, of the dam on the mizbeach. Even though there's no minimum when it comes to the water to be sprinkled on a tummy person, there is a minimum of the dam that has to be put on each karbat. Next part of the Mishnah, if they got mixed up with a bechor or meiser, the Gemara is now going to have a whole bunch of questions now about a Bechor, which is going to lead up to a situation where a Mishnah is brought as a Raya. Amarami Barchama, Bechor lebeishame ein machil l'neinidos. So according to Beishame, we cannot feed a Bechor even when it's a mum, it's about mum to nida. Tumura somehow. What about in the case of a tumura where you tried to transfer it to something else? Bechorin or nifta. A bechor, even when there's a bamum, can't be padoid. Tumura samad, about a tumura. Bechor enu nishkab litra, a bechor that was shechted cannot be weighed against a litra. That's a type of weight. Not to do such a thing. You want to sell the meat of this bechor, you're not allowed to weigh in a scale with its weights because it's a bizayon. I guess that's normally done. Tumura samad, what about in its case of a tumura, when the tumura of that is? Amarava, tanya went to the bais, a bechor umaiser, mishel humimu, when a bechor umaiser. They get a balmum, osin tmura, they can affect tmura, that even after they become a balmum, they have enough kedusha to cause the animal that's in its place for them to become a tmura. And the tmura is like them, takes on the same dinim of them. So it must be, like we said, all these questions comes out, the answer is just like the bechor itself. If someone attached a balmum bechor to the they attached it for the Bet HaKabayis. So it's an upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, right? He was makdash it to that type of fund, right? Stuff that's muktash to this are generally sold by the gizbar, and then the money is used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're talking about that of a bechor that was muktash by a coin for that particular person. Mao shishkab litra. What about can you be shishkab litra to be able to go sell it and be able to use it for the Beis HaMikdash? Rav chedeg dish adiv. Does the profit of Beis HaMikdash, is that adif? Does that take precedence over here? And therefore you do it with the litra? Because you're going to get every little bit of accounts and we can get them enough money. Or Dilma Zilusa de Bechor adifa. Maybe the degradation of it is something which takes precedence over you can't do the litra. All right, Rabbi Yosef Zvida, Toshima, let's take a look and see. Come in here. Nisarvu Bechor Umaiser. From our Mishnah, we said that if you have other carbonos get mixed up with a Bechor or Maiser, Yirach Yistov, they have to graze until they get a mum. Vyechlu Kibachor Maiser can be eaten like a Bechor and like Maiser. Does this mean that you're not allowed to put it on the litra? Because maybe it's really considered like a bechor. So we see that the kedusha of the bechor has to be upheld, even if it's going to be less money for the Beis HaMikdash. So there's your raya. So the Gemara, not a raya. Ravuna, Rabbi Chizki, Talmid, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amri, they said, that midami. Can you compare the two? Hasam shtei kedushas or shnei gufin. There, the Mishnah is talking about two different kedushas and two different types of body, two animals. Halchah shtei kedushas guvachas. Over there, it's two kedushas, but only one body. Right? In the case of that we're asking here, the prophet to Hektish comes from the same animal that's kadosh to the bechor. So maybe it's then worth degrading the kedusha of the bechor for the prophet that's going to come to Hektish from the sale of that very animal. Says the Gemara, Maskif la Rabbi Yosi Baravin, Ma ilu amar haftu li bechor shet fiso lebedek abayis. What would happen if someone said, redeem for me a bechor that was donated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash? Allow the bechor to lose its kedusha so that its wool can be cut off and the animal can be worked in order to maximize the profit factors. Klum shomim lo. Do we listen to him or not? It's klum shomim lo. Do we listen? Of course not. So why should we think that it's mutter to degrade the kedusha of a blemished bechor by selling it by weight? No reason to think it. So the Gemara says, have to redeem it. How could you do that? Rachmana Amar lo sifta. So you're not allowed to redeem it. It's still possible that it would be permitted to weigh the bechor, which is also only midar abanan, in order to increase the profit for the Beis HaMikdash. Ela Amar Rabbi Ami klum hikna ze ela ma shekanu lo. Did the Kohen transfer ownership to the Beis HaMikdash of anything other than what he transferred to him? Therefore, the Kohen should not have sold the meat on a scale, and the Beis HaMikdash also can't sell it that way. Okay. Nice try. Can't do it. Next. If all types of animals are able to, of carbonus can be mixed in with any other type, except for the chattis with the asham. The last part of the Mishnah. Ma'ishta chattis v'asham, what's the difference in them? That they can't become intermingled. The high zachav ha'edekeva. You say, because, okay, because the asham is always a male, and the chattis is always a female. Right? So chattis v'ola nami. But if that's really the case, then the chattis nola also can't be mixed, because an ola is always a male, and the chattis is always a female. Okay, sorry, nasi. That's not true, because there's the sorry of the nasi, which is the chattis, that can be mixed in with an ola, because both of them are actually males. Says Gemara, but hai sayer, sayer v'hai tzemer. We have a bit of a problem here, because the same... It's also not possible to tell the difference between an ashim and the sayer chattis of a nasi. So why does the Mishnah say that an ashim can never be mixed with a chattis? Hai sayer v'hai tzemer. This carbon, that of the sayer, has hair. The other one, the asham, has wool. And therefore, even the chattis of a nasi can't become mixed in with an asham. Right? Okay, that's that answers that up. Now, Pesach of asham, nami lo ma'arif. What about a Pesach and asham? I also can get mixed up, because high ben shana, b'shtei shana. They're different years, and you don't know how old it is, so it'll never get mixed. Ika asham nazir, asham mitzorah. No, because we have asham mitzorah, which are in the first year, and those type of asham carbonos can therefore be mixed with a Pesach. If you buy the same, another one says, Ika ben shana, the mixi, ika ben shtei shana. There's a 1 year one that looks like a 2 year old. Ika ben shana, the mixi, ika ben shana, is a 2 year that looks like a 1 year old. So it's not a foolproof thing, and therefore they actually can be mixed. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.